Natafo had just stepped out of the shower. The gray cat dried himself off with a towel and blow dryer. Towel wrapped around, he walked out of his bathroom and across the hall to his bedroom. He opened a drawer and pulled out some underwear. Another drawer had his shirt and shorts. He didn't have much planned for today. There were some chores to be done and a bit of grocery shopping to do later. He was planning on making ramen tonight and also wanted to bulk cook some rice for a few meals this week. Walking out of his room, Natafo saw his roommate at the kitchen table. Ladoka, the brown mouse, was munching away at his cereal. He sat down across his roomie. His knees bumped the table as he sat at arm's length. This table was made for the 3-foot mouse and not the cat twice his height. The gray cat grabbed a banana and apple from the table's fruit bowl. The banana was quickly eaten. Followed was the munching of the red apple. All right, Ladoka, shower's open for you. Thanks, just gotta finish my cereal. I'll clean it after you're done. You want dishes or living room? Living room. Stupid step stool broke. We need a new one. I'll buy you one that isn't from the dollar store. Gotta head to the grocery store anyways. They have some. All right, sounds like a plan. Ladoka lifted his bowl and drank the milk out of it. He walked over to the bathroom. The door closed, and the shower was on shortly after. Natafo finished off his apple. He tossed his fruit scraps into the trash can. The cat had thought ahead and left the sink basin filled with hot, soapy water. The dishes had been soaking since he had been in the shower. He grabbed the sponge and began scrubbing away. There weren't many dishes. A pan from last night's stir-fry. There was an assortment of plates, bowls, and cups as well. The left sink basin was soon emptied of dishes, save for a few utensils. He drained the sink. The sponge was placed next to the faucet. Hot water was turned on to rinse off the soap. The dishes were placed in the drying rack. Almost on cue, Ladoka walked out of the bathroom and took a right into his bedroom. The gray cat walked over to the bathroom. It was still a bit steamy in there. Natafo wasn't the type to wait. Cloth in one hand, all-purpose cleaner he totally didn't buy at the dollar store in the other hand. He scrubbed at the sink. Not much to clean there. The toilet bowl was cleaned with the toilet brush, and the outside was done with the cloth. He sprayed the entirety of the walk-in shower and wiped it all down. The perk of a small apartment was definitely its short cleaning time. Exiting the bathroom, Natafo looked over to his roommate's bedroom door. It was half the size of the other doors. It never ceased to amaze how relatively affordable it was to have an apartment made to mostly the scale of them both. In the living room, the TV was on. Ladoka was cleaning while watching Stories of Scale. It was his favorite show. Nothing but people telling stories of size-related events that happened to them. As the cat was tying his shoes, he could hear a story about a micro lion that claimed to be a skyscraper-sized macro. Something about shrieking and no one believing he used to be a macro. His entire macro family saying that he was always small. The narrator said it seemed to be another case of Dragverse syndrome. People thinking they were bigger and got shrunk, but were never bigger in the first place. Bathroom's done, Ladoka. Awesome, I'm about done. Just gotta vacuum the couch. Gonna fall asleep to Stories of Scale after? No. Maybe. Well, I'ma head out to get the ramen and rice. Those are the only things we're out of. Don't forget the new stool. I won't. Natafo left his apartment. A quick trip down a level of stairs and out the lobby. He had his car parked in the apartment's reserved parking out front. He got in and drove down the road. The store was a 10-minute drive with no traffic. It must have been his lucky day. A short drive later, he was at the store. Parking wasn't too bad, only halfway back. The walk was short anyways. He waved to the greeter, a middle-aged bear. The ramen noodles and rice were in the same aisle. He walked past some of the employees. He was usually taller than a chunk of the younger ones. They all matched his height, and some of them were taller. He didn't think much of it, chalked it up to them just being taller. Natafo turned to the aisle with the ramen and rice. The ramen was on a higher shelf than usual. The bag said the chow mein noodles were a 5-pound bag, but it felt much heavier. The bag of rice was bigger, too. The prices were still the same, so the deal was worth the work. Right by the registers was a small display of fold-up stools. All three items were lugged into the checkout lane. A tigress that was a full head taller than him began to scan his items. He could have sworn he was taller than her before. Oh well, growth spurt probably. Need any help carrying this to your car? That would be nice. Bit heavier than I thought. The tigress carried the stool and ramen. The gray cat lugged the rice. Starting to feel even heavier than before. He was wondering if he was just tired. Natafo pondered taking more naps like Ladoka. As they made their way to the entrance, he looked over to wave at the greeter. His jaw nearly dropped. The bear, with whom he was always the same height as. The same exact bear was now much taller. He could barely see past the bear's gut. The greeter was now bent over to wave at the cat. He waved sheepishly as the tigress and now smaller cat were walking to his car. He looked back to the towering doors of the store and up to the tigress, who was now carrying all three items he had bought. His arms were empty. The keys were in his hand. He had pressed the trunk button. She was already loading the stuff inside. The confusing part was the car itself. It wasn't a massive behemoth like the other cars. Just like his current comparison to the tigress, everything had doubled in size. He mumbled out a thank you. He got into his car, the only space that made sense. It was getting smaller and no one was reacting to it. He needed to get home to make sense of things. He turned on his car and rocketed out of the parking lot, at least as fast as his shrunken car would go. Traffic was starting to build up. The car next to him looked like the size of a semi-truck. The light changed to green. He turned and started driving the space between the cars. He dodged massive wheels. He glanced back to see his items from the grocery store hadn't shrunk. The back seats were down. The bag of rice, bag of ramen, and stool were partway out of the trunk. If he got any smaller, things would get extremely cramped. After a panicked drive, Natafo had finally made it to the front of the apartment. He pulled over, drove between a house-sized truck and an equally larger car, then got out. He stepped up the curb and dodged through people's legs as he ran inside. The lobby was now like a massive hotel lobby. He sprinted to the elevator. He got in as the door was closing. One of his neighbors, a female tabby, loomed over him with a smile on her face. "Second floor, Natafo?" He nodded as he caught his breath. What was happening to him? Was Ladoka pranking him? Shrinking disease? He was vaccinated for the major shrinking diseases, so that wasn't it. The elevator dinged and the doors slid open. The very small Natafo ran over to his apartment door. He pounded on it with his tiny fist. He hoped the mouse wasn't too deep into his nap. "Ladoka, it's Natafo!" After a moment, the door opened. The mini kitty almost dropped to the floor. In the split second of the door opening, everything became unfathomably huge. Ladoka was gargantuan. The massive mouse smiled down at Natafo. "Back from the store, I see. Stuff still in the car?" Yes. "Awesome. I'll drop you off on the couch and go grab it all." Natafo was too shocked by everything to react. The mouse bent over and picked up the puny cat. His hand wrapped around him so easily. A few thuds of Ladoka's paws, and he found himself being plopped onto the couch. The mouse was gone before he could utter a word. Natafo pulled out his phone. He logged onto his Mastodon account. Surely he had proof he wasn't always shrunk. Just pull up an old picture. The selfie he took the other day with Ladoka. His hopes were up, and immediately shot down. There he was, holding the camera. However, his roommate was now in the background, looming. As he heard the steps of his now bigger roommate approaching, he opened his browser and searched Dragver Syndrome.